On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN's Financial Watchdog Committee wants to know why the NPA dropped its case against social development officials linked to a multi-million rand blanket scandal.
It makes no sense that there were clear cases of malfeasance, clear cases of criminality, and suddenly the prosecutors are not interested.
The department appeared before SCOPA yesterday. In 2020, several high-ranking officials were found to have improperly procured 48,000 blankets at a cost of 22 million rand. The distribution was said to be in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but less than 5,000 blankets were delivered to communities in need. Millions were recovered during a special investigating unit probe. However, three officials, including the chief director, returned to work last year after they were cleared of corruption. SCOPA chairperson Tim Broderseth says the case was dropped before the investigation could be finalized.
We drilled the department to find out why on earth they just simply backed off and did not drill the National Prosecuting Authority as to how people that had possibly wasted 30 million rand were allowed to just walk. We're expecting a follow-up response from the Department of Social Development to the committee to make sure that accountability is found for the individuals who are responsible for the 30 million rand loss.
Kasatu says it's going to picket in KZN during the budget speech. The Trade Union Federation says it doesn't support reductions in funding for critical sectors like education and health, which have negatively affected services. Kasatu's Edwin Mkhize has called on the finance minister to adopt a people's budget.
A budget that understands the plight of the poor people of this country. A budget that understands that our economy is still skewed. A budget that understands that everybody to live. When you talk about the economy now, economy is an oxygen, is a basic commodity for everyone to be able to live, not for only individuals.
Kasatu's members will stage a march outside the provincial government's offices in Durban. Protests will also be held in Limpopo and the Western Cape. And the ANC's National Working Committee has finalized the reconfiguration of its leadership structures in KZN and Gauteng. Members of the NEC briefed provincial executive committees about the decision last night after a meeting in Cape Town. The party secretary general, Fikile Mbalula, announced the changes last month following the ANC's poor performance in last year's general elections. Newswatch's Anastasi Mokhubo has more.
Deputy Secretary General Nomvula Mokonyane and KZN deployees head Zizi Kodwa engaged with the KZN leadership. For KZN, Seboniso Duma will be deputy convener alongside former ANC policy head Jeff Khadebe, who has been deployed as convener, and Mike Mabuyakulu as coordinator. Secretaries T.K. Ngesa and Becky Mtolo have been demoted. In Gauteng, Banyaza Lesufi remains in the leadership as co-convener alongside former Johannesburg Mayor Amos Masondo. Both provinces will now operate under task teams and additional members, which are yet to be finalized. Anastasia Mohobu, East Coast Radio News Watch.
A recap of our lead story. KZN's Financial Watchdog Committee wants to know why the NPA dropped its case against social development officials linked to a multi-million rand blanket scandal. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.